Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a too big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop it. Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Picket line and picket sign. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand up for something or we're going to fall for anything. This is another beautiful Monday. I mean, this year is almost over. This year is almost over. What a year it has been. 2022 has been quite the year. But from my understanding, 2023 is going to be quite a challenge for the human race on this planet called Earth. It's going to be a very, very, very busy 2023. Today on our show, we're going to talk about something that's very, very important. If you did get out and vote, which I hope you did, if you did get out and vote, then your vote counted. It made a difference. It made a change. If you did not get out and vote, oh boy, we're going to be in trouble. We need to make sure, because see, the midterm elections are very, very important because it tells us what's going to happen. Hey, good morning, Cynthia Rogers. How are you? Welcome to the show. It's so important that we get out and use our vote because our vote counts. If you did not vote, it is, hey, what's happening, brother? How are you? Peace and joy with you. If you did not vote, then it's not a good thing because voting is a priority. Voting is a right. Voting is something that we all need to exercise. We don't talk about voting enough because some people feel like they shouldn't vote because they feel like, oh, well, my vote doesn't count. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And also, too, we're going to talk, good morning. We're going to talk about an African-American male who's possibly running for president that President Barack Obama is backing as the next African-American black president of the United States of America. Because what we don't want to happen, we do not want Donald Trump in the White House again, ever. This is my opinion, and we're all entitled to our own opinion. To me, Donald, I call him T-Rump. He was the worst president that ever sat in the seat of president of the United States of America, to me. He did a lot of things that were terrible, including planning a coup on the United States of America, which was completely unacceptable. If that would have been Barack Obama and he would have did that, where do you think Barack Obama would be right now? But only someone like T-Rump could get away with pulling a coup on the state capitol of the United States, and people were killed. People were trampled. People were messed up for life. People committed suicide because of this unexpected, premeditated conspiracy to cause havoc at the state capitol in Washington, D.C., as he was going out as president. He did not want to leave his seat. Hey, what's up, Shannon Jones? Good morning. Good morning, Brother Stanley. How are you, man? Praise God. Now, he didn't want to leave his seat. Donald T. Trump did not want to leave his seat. So what did he do? He caused havoc. He incited this whole thing. And we must remember never to forget. I just don't understand why he is not in jail or in prison for what he did. Because that's treason. That's terrible. That is the most sickest thing you could do as a president of the United States of America. If you're going to be the chief of staff of the United States of America, hey, what's up, Letitia Long? God bless you on Pluralistic Health. Letitia Long is the CEO and owner of Pluralistic Health. Look it up and see what it's all about. Now, look, if Barack Obama would have did what Donald Trump did, do you know that Barack would be in handcuffs? He would be serving time, and all the people would be voting for him to be kicked out of office, okay? Donald T. Trump, I call him T. Trump, at some point he's going to have to pay for all these things that he did. Hey, what's up, Cousin Brenda Hayter Shaker? Kelly, all the way in Texas. What's going on, family? How are you? Sending love to you, fam. We're talking about the midterm elections this morning. We're going to have our professor, Professor Reams, on. He's going to tell us all about the midterm election, and you need to know, because an uneducated mind on voting, what's up, Cousin Rod Jones? What's up, my brother? How are you, man? One day me and you're going to have to sit down and talk and share some time, you know, when the time is right. But all the way from Texas, shouting out Texas right now. Houston, Lufkin, Texas, East Texas, West Texas, shouting out Texas right now. The phones are lighting up already. The phones are already lighting up. I'm sure somebody wants to chime in on what's going on with the midterm elections. If you did not follow the elections, this is a good time to learn about the elections today. If you're not educated on it, if you're not knowledgeable of it, and you don't have a pure, clarified, transparent understanding, this will be the time for you to get educated. And when you're educated, you are knowledgeable, and you can discuss that topic with any and everybody. And knowing what's going on with the elections is like knowing what's going on with your taxes, like knowing what's going on with your stocks and your bonds. You know, everybody's buying crypto. If you don't know about crypto, you better get educated, because when they do away with these dollar bills and they make it a cashless society, then you're going to be like, whoa, I should have heard them out. No, they're going to do away with these plastic debit cards and all this stuff. It's going to be a cashless society. You probably might get the chip in your hand or the chip in your eye, and you can just walk up and wave your hand at the bank and get your money. How about that? You can walk into the doctor's office and wave your hand, and they'll pull up your medical records. How about that? But we need to pay attention, because it's happening so quick, it's going to happen in the twinkling of an eye, and you're going to still be behind. Oh, yeah, by the way, for those who don't know, if you have a car that runs by gas, this is just a tip. By 2035, they will not be selling any more gas vehicles. That's right. Gas vehicles are going to become dinosaurs. Everything is going electric. That's right. So if you're not on the grid yet, or you are on the grid and you want to get off the grid, this will be a good time. Okay. Your gas vehicles are going to be extinct, okay, by 2035. You will not see any more gas vehicles sold, period, ever. Everything is going electric. So check out these companies like Lucid. But check them out. All these other electric car companies, check them out, because that's going to be the future. Yeah, you won't be no more at the gas station. I don't know what they're going to do with those gas stations, but it's going to be all electric. It's going to be artificial intelligence from this point on. Let's stick with this midterm election information. This is a priority. It's important, and you need to. What's up, brother Don Wyatt? My brother Don Wyatt. I want to come on your TV show, Don. We got to do some music together, man. Don Wyatt, man, right on, my brother. Peace, joy, love, and happiness to one of the most talented musicians I ever met. This brother right here. If you don't know Don Wyatt, look him up. He has a TV program and a music program, and he is a musical genius. I said that, yes, and it's true. Right on, Brother Don. Now, look, let's get in our studio. Let's get in some of our co-producers and our co-hosts on the show. Without further ado, let's start off with my daughter, Talana Jones, who does Words of Wisdom. Good morning, Talana. Good morning, Talana. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning, Talana? Good morning.
Good morning, Dad. Good morning to everyone. Shout out to Cousin V and to my butterfly, Dr. Granny V, and to Clarence, the regulator, and to our commentator, Professor Rames. I love you guys all. Dr. Aretha, good morning. To everybody on Facebook, good morning. Happy blessings. And I pray everybody's having a wonderful Monday so far.
Now, I want to shout out one of my – thank you, Talana. I love you. I want to shout out my brother, Kenneth Gatewood, one of the best artists. He's an African-American black artist. This brother's art is amazing. If you never – just Google Kenneth Gatewood. We went to high school together. We went to middle school together. And I see you out there, my brother. And I want to thank you. All these talented people on my show right now is just amazing. Don Wyatt, talented. Kenneth Gatewood, talented. Rod Jones, talented. All these people got talent. And let me tell you something about the African-American race. We built America on our blood, sweat, and tears. We built America. We built so many things. Who do you think created the streetlight? A black man, okay? Who do you think invented the iron? A black man. Don't forget, Madam C.J. Walker brought out all the straightening comb and all the products and was a multimillionaire way back in the day when it wasn't popular for an African-American to be a multimillionaire. Don't forget George Washington Carver. Don't forget any of the African-Americans that have paid quite the tribute to America to make America what it is. America would be nothing, and I do mean nothing, without us, okay? It would be nothing without us. Who do you think invented half the stuff that you see happening? Now, wait a minute. You remember the movie Hidden Figures? That was four black women who showed the white man how to get their ship up to the moon and back down to Earth mathematically. They were scientifically, intellectually intelligent enough to show them how to do it because they didn't know how to do it. They didn't even know what trajectory was at that time and how to make it happen. So we can never forget who are the greatest black professors, who are the greatest scientists, and we're gonna leave it at that, because we're getting ready to get our 40 acres and a mule. We're getting ready to get it's getting ready to come down. It's about time. Reparations is about to really truly happen. Now, they came up with a price. This is just really quick. They came up with a price, and I believe it's 225 $1,000 for each individual who suffered in slavery. Now, if you're going to go out and buy some gold chains and some rims, don't even get the money, okay? If you get the money, you better buy some land. You better invest your money in property. You better invest your money in stocks and bonds, something that's going to pay you back later. Don't just get this money from reparations and blow it off, because our ancestors that were hung, castrated, drugged, beat, and worked out in the fields from sunup to sundown picking cotton and tobacco fought for us to get this reparations money. So don't get it and just blow it off, okay? Get it and do something with it. Open up a restaurant. Open up a candy store. Open up a car business. Open up something. Do something. Don't just get the money and start flossing and putting on gold chains and driving fancy cars. No, go get you an RV, a mobile home or something, so you can travel around the world or something, and do something with the money when you get your reparations back, okay? And make sure that you study your history to see who was a slave in your family, because as far back as we can remember, each one of us can go back in our history and find out that somebody in our family worked in slavery, some kind of way. Okay, well, without further ado, we already have my daughter in, so let's get my sister in, Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Wait, good morning, Vera. Welcome to the show, Vera. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful, enjoying the rain, and good morning to all the co-hosts, the regular listeners, and also the first-time listeners.
Right on, right on, right on. Dr. Granny V, Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. She does health and wellness on the show. And without further ado, we want to get in. I'm going to save Clarence and Mallon for last, because he's going to have some kind of song for us today. So without further ado, let's get our professor in, co-producer, Professor Reams. Good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Jones, and good morning to Dr. Granny V, and good morning to Solana, and I share Dr. Granny V's enjoyment of the rain. I'm just enjoying the rain as is, and it just feels so nice and toasty warm just looking at it. And so good morning to everyone, to the best Blog Talk Radio program in the nation. And let's sit back, relax, and just enjoy not only the rain, but the wonderful information that Pastor Jones and our panel will provide to you that will make your week better. So with that, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Everybody say good morning. Everybody say good morning, good morning. Good morning to Professor Reams.
Professor Reams.
Professor Reams. Welcome.
Good morning, Dr. Granny V, and good morning to Words of Wisdom Philosopher. Yes.
Now, as I stated to you, we're going to save the best for last. Without further ado, and they're all good. Everybody's good. All the co-producers are great. They're all wonderful. But we always get a song out of Clarence, so I wait and save him for last to see what song he's going to play today. He's always with a song. Without further ado, good morning, Brother Clarence and Mallon. Welcome to the show. How are you today, brother?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning, Solana. Good morning, Dr. V, Professor Reeves. Especially good morning to all of our wonderful listeners throughout the land. Pastor Eddie, Chicken Little ain't got nothing on me. The sky's not falling. We got a new mayor in the town, in the city of Los Angeles. Congratulations to Mayor Karen Bass yesterday, man. One of the greatest historical days in the city of Los Angeles. One of the greatest historical days in the nation. One of the greatest historical days around the world. The 43rd mayor of the city of Los Angeles. Since 1781, Los Angeles has went through 42 mayors, and now we're on our 43rd mayor. She is in the emergency center right now, setting a state emergency for the city of Los Angeles to house our homeless man. We have a lot of epidemics and just many bad things going on through this city, man, and in this nation. Pastor Eddie, I want to say, man, thank you for having me again on the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones blog talk show. Thank you, Pastor Eddie, and thank you to all our listeners.
Right on, good morning. Brother Clarence. Everybody, good morning to Clarence M. Allen. Everybody shout him out right now.
Good morning, Clarence.
Very regulator. Good morning.
Now, I was going to get to the mayor part, but Clarence beat me to it. And hey, what's up, brother Eddie Gibbs, man? Now, look, me and Eddie Gibbs. Now, Eddie Gibbs is a good brother. We've been knowing each other since elementary school, elementary, middle school, and high school. What's up, brother? I'm glad to see you in with us. I'm glad to see all these special, wonderful, phenomenal people right on the show this morning. Now, look, as Karen Bass being our new mayor and a woman, female mayor at that, we have a lot of things in store for her to do. So this is a good time for you Angelinos, and I'm one of them. Right on, right on, right on. This is a good time if you have any requests that you would like to see the mayor to do in our city, in the city of Los Angeles. This is a good time for you to reach out to Karen Bass's office, since she is the new mayor of the city of Los Angeles. I was going to get to that, and I'm so glad that Brother Clarence brought it out, because we need to remember never to forget. It's been hard getting a black woman in the seat of a mayor in the city of Los Angeles. It's just been unbelievable. So history has been made. And not only is history being made, we are going to make the history as she begins to fight to get the homeless situation under wraps. I got to tell you, in the city of Los Angeles, the homeless situation has been extremely out of control. I mean, we've been down there marching in downtown Los Angeles, passing out food, passing out clothes, passing out socks, passing out shoes, passing out blankets, passing out coats, but that's just not enough. It's going to take the city, and I do mean the city, because there's a song that says, we are family. I got all my brothers and sisters with me, and I know we are family. And the sooner we recognize that we are all one, like the record says by Mays, we are one. No matter what you do, we are one. And if we start acting like we're one, we start performing like we're one, then everybody else outside of our color will start respecting us as a people more. When we stop shooting each other, killing each other, hating on each other, when we stop tripping, because see, that's the whole Willie Lynch law. The whole Willie Lynch law was created to keep us separated. Separatism should not be in our vocabulary. Togetherness and unity in our community should be what we are striving for. We as young and mid-aged African-American blacks have went through heck and high water to be where we are today. We didn't just accumulate what we have overnight. We had to work for it and fight for it. And then we have to remember that they plan on us failing. They plan on the black race to fail. They know that we are the biggest consumers in the world. We consume the tennis shoes, the gold chains, all that material stuff. Invest your money. If you have never invested your money, this is a good time to start investing. If you don't know anything about stocks and bonds, and if you don't know anything about it, it's a good time to learn, okay? If you don't know about crypto, it's a good time to learn. If you don't know how to make your money work for you, it's a good time to learn. Because a lot of people get a lump sum of money, and they just go ballistic and start throwing it up at the club, making it rain. If you want to make it rain on your kids. On their future. If you want to make it rain on your kids. Because we want to make sure we have generational wealth. That's what we don't talk about enough. We don't talk about generational wealth enough. Oh yeah. What are you going to leave behind? Because none of us are going to live forever. We all going to have to meet our maker one day, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. But when you do, are you ready? Do you have something set up for your children? Do you have something set up for your children's children? You don't want nobody to be fighting over who's got to do what. No, straighten it out right now and face the reality that we need to talk about generational wealth. Matter of fact, we're going to do a show on that real soon. But next week, our show is going to be on pharmaceuticals and pharmaceutical companies and pharmaceutical medicine that are killing our people, including, and I don't even want to say it, I'll say this. I did not take the shot. I didn't do no vaccines, no Moderna, none of those, okay? But I heard a lot of people that did those shots were sick and passing away. They didn't want to tell you how many people passed away from taking that shot. All they could say is that people were getting blood clots and they were just dropping dead. And I'm not going to elaborate on that too much because that's next week's show. Next week, we're going to talk about how many people are getting messed up by pharmaceutical medication. Now, if you don't know about holistic health, if you don't know about natural holistic health, this will be a good episode for you next week. If you want to learn how to, and we're going to have Dr. Granny V, my sister Vera, is going to be talking about health and wellness. But if you want to hear about what's really going on with the pharmaceutical companies, we're going to have a special guest on our show next week that's going to break it all the way down into layman terms so you can understand what the pharmaceutical companies are doing that is making the difference in people's lives. Is it good for you? Or is it a long-term way of taking you out without your permission? Because every medication you take has 7 side effects. And I'm quite sure you've seen these commercials where people go, oh, yeah, take Zoloft. We'll just use that. And Zoloft is good for you. It'll make you do this, this, and this. But then at the end of the commercial, it says, well, you could have a heart attack. You could bleed from your ears. You could bleed from your eyes. You could bleed from your nose. They do all kinds of stuff. What's up, Cousin V? Cousin V, all the way out there from Florida to do our sports report later. Call on in. We waiting on you. Without further ado, let's get right off into our midterm elections discussion here. Now, I just pulled it up. Let's see. Current seats. The Democrats have 49 seats, and the Republicans have 49 seats. Ain't that amazing? The Democrats have 49 seats, current seats, and the Republicans have 49 current seats. Now, I'm going to allow, without further ado, a very intelligent professor who has an expertise in his professionalism to jump on this topic right now. Without further ado, let's find out who has the most seats in the House, who has the most seats in the Senate, what it means, who is this black president that's running for office, that's going to run for the presidential elections in 2024? Let's find out right now. Without further ado, Professor Reins, please take the floor. Who's that black president that Obama is backing up that's going to be running for president of the United States of America? Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Well, fortunately, Pastor Jones, I'm going to look that up during the presentation, but I'll get to the midterms. And then we will move forward, because if anyone was pushed, that would be future presidential material. It would be Raphael Warnock. But we'll look it up to make sure that he's not referring to him, because his story is the example of how the midterms actually resulted in this country. So let me start with, there is nothing that man writes in stone that cannot be undone by God very easily. And this is where you see that the Lord was involved in every aspect of this midterm. The stone part, the written in stone part, which was pushed by the media and the politicians, as well as the businesses, and even that we have trusted media influencers, was that low approval, inflation, economy, gas prices high, food shortages, crime is up, COVID, flu, and RS were resulting in low results for President Joe Biden, Uncle Joe, and the Democratic focus. The party's power is also the one that will get a shellacking or be overdone, because the party out of power will come in and take all the seats. That's been historical. Most important was the economy, and that the young do not vote, so you can't depend on those. And so these were the signs that you heard over and over again. Don't worry about the midterms. The Democrats are going to get trounced on. We are going to have what they termed a red wave. So now what does a wave mean? It means that one party will dominate and take over a significant number of seats during the midterm. So this wave was a red wave. And so it was estimated that this red wave, on an average, was going to be 26 seats in the House and probably 3 to 6 seats in the Senate. This meant that there would be full Republican domination. They could push in legislation. They can also outvote the Democrats. The only thing that would stop any legislation would have been that President Biden would veto the bill. This was the thing that would occur because they felt that these things written in stone were a sheer symbol, was the full symbol that this red wave was going to work. The reason for that is because of history. When Bill Clinton was in office, the Democrats lost 52 House seats and 8 Senate seats. And then that's when Newt Gingrich came in and the contract with America began. Barack Obama was even worse, 63 House seats and 6 Senate seats, which resulted in him, after he had a full majority, his agenda being stopped by John Boehner, Paul Ryan, and also Mitch McConnell. This is the reason why when there is a death in the Supreme Court, Barack Obama was denied his opportunity to fill that seat because Mitch McConnell said no. So this is the reason why votes matter, why the midterm matters. And as you mentioned earlier, Pastor Jones, when we work together and we work and consolidate and cooperate with each other, we can do many things. But in 2010 and 2014, that didn't happen. And then again, it wasn't going to happen for a few years, even under number 45 until 2018. So this is why never, ever, ever stop voting. You have to be on this wall because we are so divided that if the other side gets in, their focus is going to be to take us back to not only 1950, but 1850, as you can see. And the battle that we're having today is the authoritarians versus democracy. So you have the MAGA candidates that were coming in. You also had them covering all the governor's races. You had the Secretary of States. You had the Senate race. You also had the House races that were going on. Had these folks gotten in power, you would have seen more examples, and the such as removing women's rights to reproduce. It could also go back to affirmative action. It could go back to all the civil rights gains that we have made in the last 50 years would have been pushed back so that there would be no more than a white majority of issues going on and minorities would be pushed to the side. Because you got to remember, the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys and the folks in the MAGA group would prefer that they rule and have everything and the rest of us be under their thumb, under their feet, being oppressed by their ideas of supremacy. Okay, so unfortunately, the old GOP is no longer with moderates. I mean, there are still moderates that are there. They're fighting. You see Liz Cheney doing everything she can to fight back, to keep this far-right extremist folks from coming in and getting power. This is what was significant about this midterm, because there was supposed to be a red wave. It didn't happen because we had a blue wall or dam of our own, which stopped it. But the odds were that it was a slim opportunity for this to happen because the president's approval rating was in the 40s. Everyone was saying he was too old. He couldn't do this. He couldn't do that. He underestimated all that. But the good Lord stepped in because he saw that within Joe Biden, along with our heroes of black women who resurrected Joe Biden into his presidency, that he was capable of so many things that he shouldn't be underestimated. And to date, he has accomplished 23 things that even his predecessors cannot. So as a result of everyone participating, being involved, all of us in solidarity, instead of having a 63 House seat and 6 seat Senate, he gained a seat, one Senate seat. He also, in the House, although we lost the House, it's only by 9 seats. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
9 seats means that there are districts in New York and in California where you could pick off 5 of those seats because they're in Biden-voted districts. And if these persons who were voted in, they're moderate Republicans, not MAGA Republicans. So right now we've made history again because Hakeem Jeffries, similar to Karen Bass, has been elected as the first black leader of the Democratic Party. He will become Speaker of the House if we take the House back. And what's happening now is that Kevin McCarthy is unable to get become the leader because the MAGAs are not, they're saying never Kevin. Now the deal is that if you want to vote someone in and you need 218 votes to do that, we're in a good position to caucus with those moderate Republicans to choose a whole new leader that is not going to be Kevin McCarthy and that might be a moderate Republican that will not focus on constant investigations of Hunter Biden, because the Republicans focus on, they're going to talk about reviewing the economy. They're going to take care of gun control. They're going to also going to look at and investigate whether there was misdeeds that are going on and the possibility of impeaching both the vice president and the president. Now they don't have the numbers. They can have all the investigations they want, but it's not going to lead to anything because they don't have the numbers to be able to impeach someone unless it's really that bad.
Right.
So everyone should give yourself kudos for creating the blue wall that stopped the red wave, turning it into barely even a trickle, if you want to even want to call it that. That's why elections matter completely. So let's go through a lot of the – and, of course, thank you, Lord, because all of us were on doing our best to be just like John Lewis on that wall, calling, canvassing, writing letters, calling our friends, doing all the other stuff that needs to be done to get them out there. And the epitome
now,
of
Professor
that,
Reeves,
that yes.
Professor Reeves, I don't mean to interrupt you so abruptly. I think we have a Bishop Taylor emeritus online. Let's see. Caller in the 310-486 area code. Let's see here. Is this him?
Yes, sir. I'm
calling
on the line.
Is that you, Bishop Taylor?
Yes, sir. Eddie, you're looking good, brother. You're looking like the president.
Thank you. Thank you, Bishop Emeritus Taylor. How are you today, sir?
Blessed, sir. Blessed in the Lord and enjoying the conversation. Enjoying it very much. We are better together.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Now, do you have a question for Professor Reams pertaining to the midterm elections, Bishop, or did you want to say something about the midterm elections?
Only thing I'm saying, I'm elated. I really thank God that our peoples are voting, that we are doing the thing that most of us been doing all of our lives, our parents have been doing. I thank God for the interest of the young people, and I think we have to really stay on it. And as Professor was saying, listen, there is a blue wall. We're gonna get better. You know, regardless of how they try to keep us down, they aren't going to be able to do it. If we stand together, if we work together, amen, we'll be able to achieve what our dead heroes fought for, lived, and died for. So we'll be able to see some of that accomplished in our day. Back to you, Brother Eddie.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop Taylor Emeritus. It's an honor and a pleasure beyond words to have you on our show this morning. Without further ado, Professor Reams, please retake the floor. And could you please tell us, Barack Obama is backing a African-American possible president, and also the name of the black African-American, the name of the Speaker of the House, who will be the next Speaker of the House. Could you share those two names for those who don't know who they are?
Well, I'm going to speculate about Barack Obama because I was trying to look it up, couldn't find it, but I would imagine that he might be definitely referring to Raphael Warnock, since he did stump for him in the Senate race, and everyone is saying that he is great presidential material, especially after everything that he went through. The other is Whitby Jeffries, and let's pull up the full name, Hakeem Jeffries, who is now the leader of the Democratic Party for the House. Now, let's go through and do some of the quickie things. We did well with the governorships because we held on to the governorships dealing in Arizona, Maryland, Massachusetts, and Michigan, as well as Wisconsin. Now, we had tried to make sure that Mandela Barnes was going to get into the Senate, but it was just such a slim margin that he wasn't able to do it. This is crucial, as you know, of course, as everyone has said, because these were the states that President Biden won. So it's important that we keep control of those states so that we can keep moving forward. This means also that within those states, we have what is called a trifecta, where the governorship, state senate, and state house is controlled by the Democrats overall. And that happened in Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, and also and also Arizona in that sense. So that is good, and these are key states that we need. So with the election of Tony Evers, Josh Shapiro, Tim Walz, and Gretchen Whitmer, we're securing that portion of it. The House, even though we lost it, we had our first Gen Z from Florida, Maxwell Frost, African-Cuban representative from that state. So he will be the be our 20-year-old Gen Zer representing the Gen Zers who came out, as good Bishop mentioned, as well as women and everyone else coalescing to keep our majorities there. This means that there is hope for Florida. So similar to Georgia and similar to Arizona.
Professor Raines. Now, what I'm looking at here, and I would tell me if I'm right. So for the House, for the U.S. House, not the Senate, but the House, Democrats have 213 total seats, and the Republicans have 221. Is that right?
That is correct, because but in order to vote anything in, they have to have 218, and they're not going to have it.
I want to go back to the Senate, the U.S. Senate. Now we're tied for the Senate, the U.S. Senate, at 49 seats total for the Republicans and the Democrats. What does that mean? I mean, what are we going to have to do to take the Senate?
Well, actually, let us update that, because that's an old thing. We actually took the Senate. We have 51 seats, and they have 49 seats. So, so this is what happened. John Fetterman, Raphael Warnock, Mark Kelly, and Catherine Cortez Mastros pushed us over the edge to where we control the Senate. So what does this mean? This means that Democrats will hold majority in each committee. So you don't have to worry about caucusing or anything like that and trying to get bipartisan. We run the committees. The next is Democrats will have a stronger power to issue subpoenas. So it means that we weren't able to issue subpoenas when the insurrection happened or any sort of problems were occurring because it was blocked by the other side. Now we're able to do that. And those Democrats that I've mentioned before that have been centrist, such as Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, they will be blocked or minimize their power because now we have more of a majority. And if there is a tie, of course, Kamala Harris can come down. What was going on before is that you have 40 and 49. Kamala Harris had to come down, or 50-50, whatever you want to do, and break the tie by coming down and casting the vote, because the Senate rules is that the party that's in power of the presidency, the vice president is the de facto member of the Senate who can break ties. So
now Professor Raines, I've had people texting me in the last couple of minutes. People want to know. People are asking me, was Brittany Griner, was that a political move? Because Brittany Griner is part of the LGBTQXYZ community, and they want to know, was that what a coincidence it was that that's the same day that the Supreme Court passed same-sex marriage. People are asking, was that a political move with the United States of America? And maybe you can answer that question. Go right ahead, Professor, if you don't mind.
Well, the timing is interesting, but that's not how it works with negotiations overall. First of all, the moment that Brittany Griner was taken, the Biden administration and the ambassadors were already working 24/7, and they had been launching as many folks as they could to bring her back and also the other gentlemen as well. And the thing that was occurring was President Putin was in a position of power. So, but let's be quite blunt. All of this is political. It doesn't matter what you do or how you look at it, but it's always suspicious about the timing because as they're working on this, the Senate and the House and the President can also walk and chew gum. This was it was almost as a wonderful, wonderful coincidence that happened because they weren't sure what Vladimir Putin was going to do. I mean, he's already found that he's been very erratic. The only thing that's changed since then is that the Ukrainians are winning, and he's losing favor with the people. And I would imagine that he would want to still support number 45 in any way, shape, or form to embarrass Joe Biden as he could, because here's the thing. The other president, I think his last name is Whalen. President number 45 had 2 years to try and bring that gentleman back, and he did nothing. Okay. So now the Biden administration has been offering two sets for both of them at the same time. This person was just the one that seemed to work best, and because he had such a closeness, or he might be the one that they want to get back so they can execute with Vladimir Putin, he chose that because now, because of the fears of what might happen to him in the future, Putin's now in the process of trying to negotiate. He knows he made a big mistake in trying to invade Ukraine, especially now since the NATO powers have been strengthened under Uncle Joe. So,
Professor Reams, I apologize for interrupting you so abruptly. I just had another text here. I want to let everybody know the man that is still in prison in Russia, he's Marine Officer Paul Whalen. Officer Paul Whalen has tried to come home on several occasions. Unfortunately, they let out one of the most notorious killers that has – he's an arms dealer. They traded him for Brittany Griner. A lot of people are saying, was it worth it? They should have let the Marine and Brittany come home together. They think it's very political, and they feel that why did you let her come home without letting him come home? Professor Reams, maybe you can answer that question for the public. What's up, cousin? Oh, my cousin Yvonne Clayton, all the way from Texas. What's going on? Good morning. Love you. Maybe you can answer that question for everybody, Professor Reams. Why did they not let Paul Whalen, Marine officer, Marine of the United States of America, who has served our country, who's been over there for quite a while in prison, who wants to come home too, why was this such a political move, and why didn't they bring Paul Whalen home since they traded him for this arms dealer, Victor, whatever his name is, Victor, I'll get his name in a second. Why is that? Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Well, here's the problem, and this is authoritarian 101. Vladimir Putin still feels that he has a lot of leeway to be able to negotiate better deals if he keeps in a military officer who may have the secrets that he's looking for. Brittany Griner is a basketball player, very, very talented, but there's not much that he could get out of her as leverage than he would from a military officer who is sworn to secrecy. So it is up to the authoritarian on what he wants to do. And let me explain this to you. Putin is sitting on a couple thousand nuclear weapons. He really doesn't have to negotiate with anybody. So for him to do that is a surprise and a shock. But if in the negotiations that this happens all the time with other foreign nations, and we'll have to have a show on the negotiation process.
Professor Reams, I'm sorry. Yes. I just got a text on Facebook Live saying that the United States looks soft We look soft after this trade with Brittany Griner for this notorious gangster Victor, who had been getting really serious military weapons and arms to different crooks of the United States, that are against the United States, and they're saying that we're looking soft. Do we look soft from the United States of America standpoint towards other countries out there after this trade?
No, because the fact that many of the other countries have had even worse and major same offenders that they would negotiate with, we just don't hear about it, but it's about the same. You're dealing with an authoritarian who can decide who leaves and who doesn't leave. That's a big difference.
Right.
It's not like we're going to go in and start World War III. Not going to happen. So if you want to think about others who have – we have tons of folks who we have in prison that we are using as negotiation tools for other countries as leverage. This president has said, if you come at me wrong, I'm thinking about using nukes. Okay?
Mm.
Help me to understand that once they start flying, what are you going to do about it? Nothing except – find your fun, a wonderful plot to fall into and just hope that the bombs don't hit your house. So this is how negotiation works. And let's ask the question. Do you think the family of Brittany Griner thinks that the United States is weak now that their baby's home?
Right.
Think about
right.
it.
Right. Now,
you have just brought
say,
a life home.
I want to ask you, Professor, not to interrupt you, but here's another question that they just asked. What does this mean for the LGBTQT community, XYZ? What does this mean for them? Is this is this some sort of political thing to bring out more of the LGBTQT community to give them more power, even though they, at the same day she was released, in the Supreme Court, they announced same-sex marriage being the bill being passed. In the Supreme Court, they released her at the same time. Do you believe that this is not only a political move, but also a power move for the LGBTQTXYZ community?
Here's the problem with the idea of power. Right now, the LGBTQ community doesn't have any power because they're being hunted and shot. All right? The one thing that we're looking at now, it's no different than where any oppressed or group that is marginalized is having at this point in time. And what power are we actually talking about? Because the fact that, and it's not the Supreme Court, it's actually the Senate. Now, look, this bill was went through 435 members of the House and also through 50 of the Senate, and it was voted in, and President Biden is going to sign this bill. This is no different than us having the Civil Rights Bill, which is part of the Civil Rights thing, to make sure that both same-sex marriage along with mixed marriages are protected. Otherwise, it was in many states considered a felony for even Clarence Thomas and Jenny Thomas to be married. So in that sense, and you also have to look at the rest of the world. The rest of the world is also mixed, you know, same-sex, mixed, all the other things in general. So the allies in the Western nations who have a strong LGBTQ community are applauding this because they're saying it's about time. It's the authoritarians who cannot stand this, who would execute anyone in their country that would even come out of the closet and say that this was their orientation. So, again, we're having this battle between authoritarian and democracy overall, where you're telling people who they should love overall. So this is the major issue. Now, as far as authority and power, please. I mean, take a look at the population. It was also the same LGBTQ who helped us to get our majority, who also voted to bring in, make sure that the Democrats did well on these midterms. They are part of this blue wave that we had, which stopped the red wave, which would have oppressed all of us under the same authoritarian boot of number 45.
Right.
Okay.
Now, not jumping off the topic. I want to because a lot of people want to know, will the Democrats stick together and do what they're supposed to do as far as voting is concerned? Because this is our midterm elections. Our elections are coming up. How do we get more Democrats to get out and pick up the ballot and vote? I mean, what, you know, on the show we talk about voting. We talk about the people who died for us to have the right to vote. We talk about people who were castrated, hung, beat. Their voting, their ballots were tore up and thrown in the trash when they walked out the door. I mean, we've been doing everything we can to ask our young people that are 18 and over to vote. Even prisoners who get out of prison now have the right to vote. Even people who have gone to jail for 6 to 8 or 9 months, once they're off of parole or once they're off of whatever they're under, they have the right to vote. What would you tell the listeners right now about voting and what they need to do and why their vote counts, Professor Reigns? Please take the floor. This is a very serious topic.
What I would tell them is that your vote is your voice. And if you want to be part of a democracy, your voice is important in order to maintain that democracy, as was said historically, if you can keep it. Everyone has a responsibility to maintain our democratic institutions, everyone. So the first thing that we've done, and what I do with my babies at all, is explain, if it wasn't so important to vote, they wouldn't be trying to stop it. They wouldn't be having these suppressive laws. They wouldn't be trying to change the voter rolls. They wouldn't be trying to determine who's able to vote in all of these states. Now, let's use Georgia as an example. Here, Raphael Warnock had to go through 5 times in an election, more so than his counterparts, first of the primary. Then when he got into it, he had to go against Kelly Loeffler and the other person. And then from there, he had to do a runoff. This man has done this 5 times because he believes in the democracy that we have as a country. Why would anyone waste their time if they're going through all this stuff in order for us not to continue to have the freedoms that we have? And here is what happened, what we found. When you talk about democracy at risk, and then when you talk about the ability to work together, and that an example of democracy not working is when women's reproductive rights were just taken away just like that. Just think what would happen with, I don't know, segregation coming back. Or what about separate but equal areas all over the place, because the Supreme Court could just do it just like that. Okay? That was the wake-up call that says that our democracy is very fragile and that everyone has to be on deck. Don't worry about the 4-year, you know, waiting until the presidential election. You have to be voting for the midterm and the presidential election. Stacey Abrams.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Professor Reeves. You are coming out with some fantastic information. In a second, we want to go around to the other co-producers of the show who might want to chime in on this particular topic. But one of the topics that really, really people have been really going in on, people have been going in on Republican Herschel Walker, who used to be an NFL football player, who is a definite right-wing African-American right-wing. But Raphael Warnock, he's a Democrat, and he too. Yeah. Now let's talk about this. What's going on at the Georgia U.S. Senate race between Reverend Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker, Republican?
Well, you'd be happy to know that Raphael Warnock became the 51st senator for the Senate. He won his race. He had 1.8 million versus Herschel Walker was 1.7 million and won by a margin of almost 100,000 votes. Okay? And when you look at his acceptance speech, that speech brought tears because it was a coalition of everyone. You saw Asian, you saw white, you saw Hispanic, you saw black. You saw them dancing and doing, you know, come on, do your dance, do your dance, do your dance. You know, that wonderful line dance when he won. And when you go to the Atlantic Journal-Constitution, Herschel You know, and it hurts me because I was hoping that this was going to be, you know, here to, you know, establish African-American men having general debates on issues that the people want to talk about. Unfortunately,
yeah.
It was like this. Herschel's situation was Herschel was like a plane crash and a train wreck that rolled into a dumpster fire and an orphanage, then
right.
an animal shelter, which fell into an active volcano and blew up.
Oh,
okay?
God.
This is how
you know, Professor Reeves.
Yes.
Professor Reeves, I want to say this.
Yes.
If Herschel Walker would have won the Senate seat, we would have went back in time. We would have went back to the 70s, okay? There's no way in God's green earth Herschel Walker would have deserved to win that seat, especially, and I hate to say this, he is so completely out. And there was a guy who came on and said, we must support Herschel Walker. And, of course, he was a Republican. And, of course, he was a Republican Caucasian and said, we must back him because he's the next best senator for Georgia. Woo-wee. That was such a false information. That was inappropriate
yes.
information. And I'm so glad that he did not make the Senate seat. I'm glad that Reverend Raphael Warnock is the incumbent and he is sitting in the seat and he's going to do great, and I do mean great things for the state of Georgia, because Georgia has been on fire. Should we say, for the last how many years?
Oh, my goodness. 10 past 50, you know, ever since the Civil Rights
Movement. Don't forget, Professor Reams, Ray Charles was banned
right.
from Georgia
on
at
mind.
One point.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Remember, because he did the song Georgia on My Mind, and when
right.
they went
yes.
there, Bull Connor, and
that's
whoever
right.
else. But later on in life, Georgia ended up apologizing to Ray Charles and made him a star and a celebrity in the state of Georgia, because you remember that history, right?
Yes, because see, once again, they were doing everything they can. They were so angry at the civil rights movement, because remember the Martin Luther King did the march, right? Well, John Lewis was there during that march, and that's when you saw the heinous thing of Bull Connors and the dogs out and the fire hydrants and everything like that going after these folks who were marching all over because of the complicated history of this being a former slave state. And just to let you know, the red areas that you see there are still those areas that the Klan and the rest made sure to move a lot of black folks out because they wanted to maintain
right.
power. And the reason why we have the runoff is because they didn't want the chance that an African-American could be voted in. So they came up with, well, if it's under 50, then you will have to do a runoff, which Raphael Warnock went to. And very quickly, let us say a big thank you to Stacey Abrams. Because the fact
yes.
that she created a long game that meant that you had to touch and talk to each person, one person at a time, to build up this coalition so that we would have
this opportunity.
Hold that thought
1 second. Caller in the 936-299 area code, are you there? Caller in the 936-299 area code, are you there? Caller in the 936-299 area code? Okay, we're going to put them back on hold.
I'm here, Mark.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay.
Yes,
wait. Wait a minute. Is that you, Cousin V?
Yes, it
is. Cousin V, oh, my gosh, all the way from Florida. Let's give a big hand for Cousin V. Welcome to the show, Cousin V. Welcome. Everybody say good morning
good
to Cousin
morning.
V all the way from Florida. Cousin V.
Cousin V.
Now, Cousin V, before we go any further, I want to start off, since you're, you know, here on the show, I want to hear how do you feel about the midterm elections. We've been talking about it. Are you happy that the new senator of Georgia, and when I say Georgia now, we got to remember, they've been doing a lot of racist stuff in Florida. Florida too. Oh, my God. All our southern states have been picked on as far as T-Rump. Starting this whole big racism thing off all over again. I want to ask you, Cousin V, how do you feel about Reverend Raphael Warnock winning the Senate seat in Georgia? and he's a Democrat.
I was very happy about that because Herschel Walker knew nothing about politics. I don't even know why he got up there to even run.
Yep.
That was my thing. And Professor Reem said, hats off to Stacey Abrams for always stepping up to the plate when it's needed, because it was surely needed at that time. I really didn't see any point, you know, for him even running. But like they said, he does everything. People always tell him what to do. He doesn't make his own decisions.
Yeah, you're right. They've been telling him what to do since he's been playing in the NFL. Sit over here, boy. Run over there, boy. Take this money over there, boy. So Herschel Walker, have a seat. Get your fishing stuff out and go fishing. We're not going to talk about him too much more. Let's go to Vera Jones. Vera, take the floor. How do you feel about Reverend Raphael Warnock taking the seat of the senator of Georgia?
Eddie, to be honest, I am not very familiar with him. I just know little of what I've heard, and I must yield the floor back to you. But
All right. Kalana. Oh, go right here.
Professor, for giving us information on what's really going on. Thank you so much, Professor Reams.
Matter of fact, can we all just give Professor Reams a big hand right now for doing, you know, sharing this pertinent information, very pertinent information. So I want to say this. I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana Jones, how do you feel about the African-American Democrat sitting in the senator's seat in Georgia, which Georgia has been a really tough, biased, racist state when it comes to the Democratic Party? How do you feel about our new senator, black Democrat, winning in the state of Georgia? New senator.
I just want to say I feel that the changes that are very much necessary will be made. That I know will take some time, but I'm grateful that we have a Democrat and also someone of our same ethnic group in, I mean, not just the to someone who can understand what we're going through, can relate to the issues, can also be able to relate to the people and how we're going through these changes. So I hope that it's productive and that, you know, people give it a chance to actually work itself out, not going to change overnight. So I'm grateful, Dad. I yield back.
Well, thank you so much. Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor. How do you feel about Reverend Raphael Warnock taking over the senator seat in Georgia? And you know Georgia, they still been like acting real, real redneck back there. And you know what that means. They've been acting up. But now, hopefully, we'll get some real good change. And this is 2022. I don't know why it took so long. Go ahead, Clarence and Allen, take the floor.
Yes. First, let me just congratulate and commend Professor Reem for this knowledge of his intelligence with the wisdom that he has shared on this show. You're not going to get this, but nowhere on the greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio show. You know, call your friends, have them tune in, share this on your Facebook Live page, because Pastor Eddie has done it again with this educational hot topic, very important educational information that we need to know. It is so vital and so important that Raphael Warnock has won that seat that gives the Senate Democrats the majority, because talked about earlier this month and the end of last month when Pastor Eddie brought up the states that put slavery to turn back the hands of time of the Constitution, to turn back the hands of time of slave laws. This APL Senator Knock has won. It's so vital, you know, speaking on this guy who was a Heisman Trophy Award winner. Cousin V said it expertly. This guy didn't know nothing about politics. commenting a little bit with my sister, Dr. Granny V. This guy, he was propped up there. They put him up there because he looks like us. See, all skin folk is not your kin folk. But Pastor Eddie, if I can, I wanna share two diagrams that has significant piece of history that many of us don't know. We all heard of the drink beverage, the old English 800 malt liquor beer. On the label of that beer, it has 32 crowns in a circle. Each one of those crowns in Europe is worth 25 pence. Now, that was about the price of a slave, those crowns, those 32 crowns. In total,
interesting.
You get, when you put them all together, it's 33 crowns, the price of a slave. So when you take 32 and multiply it by 25, you get 800. Now, I believe that just about everybody listening to this show has worn a pair of Levi's. The patch on the back of those pants, of the pair of Levi's, shows a pair of jeans tied by rope on each side being pulled apart by a horse. During the time of slavery, they would take the biggest black male slave and tie him to ropes on each side, set him afire, and attach those end of the ropes to horses, set him afire, and pull him apart. Now, the reason I want to mention this, patch on the back of the Levi's, it states that those jeans are stronger than the strongest black slave. These are just some small things that we don't observe in time. And so when we're listening to this show talking about these politics, they want to take us back to those kind of days. Pastor Eddie just said it. Professor Reams just said it. Granny V just said it. Cousin V just said it. Man, and so Pastor Eddie, once again, man, thank you for bringing this topic. Professor Reams, I commend you, man. I'd have moved from the back of the class where all the nonchalant stuff was going on, and I have sat in the front of the class taking the best notes that I could possibly take. So thank you all. Thank you, Pastor Eddie, once again. Thank you to all our listeners.
All right. Let's give a hand for Brother Clarence. Right on with that.
Well,
you know, because,
that's the regulator.
You know, a lot of people don't know Old English 800 was a poisoned beer that they put in our community, and it has destroyed a lot of lives. I never, ever liked Old English 800 beer. That's the worst beer in the world. Between that and Colt 45, they put some terrible beers, you know, and I got to tell you, they knew what they were doing when they put Old English 800 in our community. They knew what they were doing when they put cocaine in our community. They knew what they was doing when they put heroin in our community. Be careful of what you indulge in when these scientists, political scientists, drop things in our community, including certain vaccines. I'm going to leave that right there. We're not going to go any further. I'm going to go to Bishop Taylor. Are you still with us, Bishop Emeritus Taylor? Are you still with us?
Still here, Brother Eddie. God bless you. Interesting conversation.
That's what... Now, Bishop Taylor, now that we have Reverend Raphael Warnock as the senator of Georgia, how do you feel about it? And he's a Democrat. Do you feel like great changes will take place in Georgia now that we have a black senator in the state of Georgia and in the Senate of the United States of America?
All I got to say, Georgia is on all of our minds.
That's right.
Georgia
like
is
that.
On our mind, and I'm
okay.
grateful for Georgia. I came from Arkansas. I was born in Arkansas. My wife's mother come out of Macon, Georgia. I'm just glad that Georgia is on our mind, and I'm looking forward to Georgia and the other southern states doing great things in the future. And we got to stay together to make it happen. We can do it. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Back to you, Brother Eddie.
All right, let's give Bishop a big hand. Let's give Bishop a hand. He comes on fire. He be on fire. Thank you for being on fire. That is so important. Thank you, Bishop Emeritus Taylor, for being on fire. And thank everybody. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this part of the game, we're not falling for nothing, okay? Now, look, on our show is the real deal Holyfield. There's no smoking gun. We give it to you just live and uncut and in living color, okay? And if you want to listen to our show, you want to call in and make a comment, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Press 1. It'll put you in the queue. You can do that right now if you want to comment on anything that we've been talking about this morning, including Brittany Griner, if you want to talk about her and her future, okay? And also about voting. Voting is so important. If you want to talk about it, call on in. Now, if you want to go online and watch the show and listen to the show online, you go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S. Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S, and you're in. If you want to see me right now live on Facebook Live, you go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. And please, if you're on Facebook Live, share this with 10 people right now. Tag 10 people right now. I dare you. Now, without further ado, it's time for us to go into our regular segment. We want to make sure we have plenty of time to get everything in. We got a sports report for you sports enthusiasts. For you health and wellness people, we have health and wellness, and we have the regulator with Regulate the Manual, and also we're going to have Talana Jones with Words of Wisdom. She's going to give you some words of wisdom, and then it would be nothing without the commentary. So Professor Reed is going to come back and give us the commentary. But without further ado, at this time, it is time for some health and wellness. For you people who want to stay healthy, this is your time. So listen up, Vera Jones, take the floor, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Give us some health and wellness. Granny V, are you there, doctor? Okay, did we lose Dr. Granny V? Let's see. Okay, let's see here. I don't hear her. Is she in the queue? All right, well, with that being said, Cousin V, are you there? Cousin V.
Yes, I'm here.
Well, praise the Lord. I guess we're going to do the sports report. That was so much silence that I almost thought the show was over. But it's not over. It's still going on right now. Without further ado, all the way from Florida, where South Beach is. If you haven't been there, I have. And it's so fun at South Beach. Here's Cousin V with the sports report. What's up with my Rams? Go ahead, Cousin V. Take the floor.
We had lots of sports going on this weekend. We had horse racing, figure skating, bass pro fishing, the major league fishing, which took place in Lake Palestine, Texas, where Eddie's sister Brenda lives. We had that going on also. We had the PGA, the old school versus the new school, and then the FIFA World Cup Championship. They are now down from 32 teams down to only 14. So in the FIFA Cup, the quarterfinals, Croatia beat Brazil, and then the Argentina beat the Netherlands, France beat England, and Morocco beat Portugal. So the semifinals are going to be played tomorrow. It will be Argentina versus Croatia and France versus Morocco on Wednesday. And then the third playoff will take place on Saturday, December 17th, and the finals will be played on December 18th on Sunday. And then the NCAA football, the bowl games will be starting this weekend. We have games starting on Friday morning. It will be the Bahamas Bowl, which will feature Miami, Ohio, the Cure Bowl, all of these games on Friday. And then we have the Las Vegas Bowl, Linden Tree Bowl, New Mexico Bowl, and the Miami Beach Bowl. And the Miami Beach Bowl will be North Texas, all the way from Texas, coming to Florida against Boise State on Saturday. And then And then in NCAA football also, prime time gets prime pay. He gets a 5-year contract, and a lot of people are upset for why, I don't know, but the very people he helped are the people that are giving him a hard time. On my Facebook, I posted, yes, Ricky Smiley is getting all the way down on that. He does get to cursing and swearing because it's just how our people are. So I wish they would quit hating on, because even our pastor said it best. We leave a job for 50 cents to go to another job and another job just because we're going to get a dollar or 50 cents more. So anyway, we just going to keep it in our prayer. And then the NCAA women's basketball, Marissa Davis Jones, our niece and cousin, is still breaking records. She got the highest rebounds in all the games so far, anywhere from 9 to 10 rebounds. She's number 11 forward for San Jose State Spartans. They played this past Tuesday, December the 6th. They lost to USC 71-44. Their next game will be December the 18th at 8 p.m. It'll be San Jose State versus UC San Diego. And to see all the highlights and what she's doing, you visit ESPN.com. This past weekend, we had the QBE shootout in Naples, Florida. It was at the Ritz-Carlton Naples, December 7th through the 11th. We had Hoagie and Fagala. They won first place. Their purse was $475,000 each. Not one, but both got the same amount. And then we had Hoffman and Palmer, second place. English and Kuchar, third. Homer and Kistner, fourth. And then we had a tie for fifth, Mullenix and Starlins, and then Carter and McCarthy. And their lowest purse was $115,250 each. So that just goes to show how good it is to play pro golf. And I always wanted to, like, in the Bass Pro Fishing, there are no color other than Caucasians that are out making money in those Bass Pro Shops. But we have lots of people that can fish, but nobody's entering those tournaments. And they make anywhere from $25,000 per tournament. So, anyway, we have our NFL standings. I'm just going to read, like, the first that's in first or second place. AFC East is the Bills and the Dolphins. AFC North is the Ravens and the Bengals. AFC South is the Titans and the Jaguars. AFC West is the Chiefs and the Chargers. NFC East is the Eagles and the Cowboys. NFC North is the Vikings and the Lions. NFC South is the Buccaneers and the Panthers. And NFC West is the 49ers and the Seahawks. And Eddie, your Rams are down there number four. And then
Cousin B, who is the Rams' new quarterback? Because both of the original quarterbacks are out. So who is the Rams' new quarterback?
That, if Clarence can look that one up, because I didn't get that. So I didn't look up new quarterbacks. I do play fantasy football, but that's not one of my quarterbacks. So sorry about that one. But
yeah, Baker Mayfield.
We had lost.
That was Baker Mayfield.
Hello?
What's his name?
Okay. So
Baker Mayfield,
because they just let him go from the other team.
Right.
Baker
the
Mayfield.
Right.
Yes. Okay. So last week had the Las Vegas Raiders played the Los Angeles Rams, and the Rams beat the Raiders 17-16 on last Thursday night football.
Man.
Okay.
Go right
on Sunday, that's Eddie versus Clarence.
Go
right Sunday.
Congratulations, Brad.
Okay. It's so funny because I just love them too when it comes to football. So Buffalo beat New York Jets 20-12. The Beagles beat Cleveland 23-10. Again, the Texans lost, y'all. The reason they wasn't mentioned, they are 1-11 on the season. The Houston Texans only won one game, no ties. So Dallas beat them 27-23, and Detroit beat Minnesota 34-23. The Eagles still flying high, beat the New York Giants 48-22. Baltimore beat Pittsburgh 16-14. Jaguars beat the Titans 36-22. The Broncos lost to Kansas City 34-28. Carolina Panthers beat the Seattle Seahawks 30-24. The 49ers, they are on a rampage also. They beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady 35-6. And then my Dolphins lost twice in a row to these California teams. I don't know what's up with that. But my Dolphins lost to the L.A. Chargers last week. They lost to San Francisco 49ers, but the Chargers beat them 23-17. And then on tonight, Monday Night Football at 8:15 Eastern Standard Time on ESPN, it will be New England Patriots and the Arizona Cardinals. The teams on the bye are the Falcons, Bears, Packers, Colts, Saints, and the Commanders. Week 15 will start off this Thursday night on Prime Video only at 8:15 Eastern Standard Time. The 49ers, 9-4 on the season, at the Seattle Seahawks, 7-6 on the season. This is my sports report. Y'all have a blessed week.
So give a big hand to Teddy here at the Sports Report. That's Sports Report. Yeah. My Chargers and my Rams
well
got
done,
down.
Cousin
yeah.
D. Cousin D.
Well done. So well done.
Now he can break.
Go Rams and go Chargers. Okay. All right. I'm not going to. All right. And don't worry. I love the Raiders too, Clarence. I love the Raiders too. But without further ado, Vera, are you there, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V? Are you there?
Yes, I am, Eddie.
It is time for health and wellness. Get your pen and your pencil out because you're going to learn something about health and wellness this morning on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Without further ado, Vera, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V, please take the floor. Give us health and wellness.
Thank you, Eddie. Good morning to everyone again. I have a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. However, I am Dr. Granny V on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. So today is 12-12, December 12, 2022. And guess what?
Wow.
That number was actually used in the Bible. It's like a spiritual awakening for us all. And it's the ending of something and the beginning of something new that we must create, manifest, and be mindful of. So it's like a new beginning that we're all taking on at this particular time because we are at almost the end of 2022. So my topic today is on something that we all must do to live, and that is self-care. Because when you feel happy, everyone around you will feel happy. You can feel people's emotions, whether they're happy or sad. So what does self-care mean to you? That is something you must ask yourself every single day. And how will you embrace it? Because self-care is love, and it is not at all selfish. It is about setting boundaries and to keep yourself calm, peaceful, enlighten within. So what happens when we don't use self-care? Guess what? We begin sick. We begin to be stressed out. Sometimes with illnesses, anger, depression, anxiety, frustration, and many, many other things. So it's time to treat yourself as a BFF. Now, to release stress, we have to remember that it is stored in our body, mind, our soul, and our spirit. So we don't want that. So get moving. Don't just sit there. Do something about it. And that's why today of 12-12 is a new beginning. So another thing would be to be yourself. Listen to this part. Because everyone else is already taken. Now, what can we do? We can cut off the TV, shut down social media for a moment. We can read some positive affirmations. We can pray, meditate, rest, recharge, and rejuvenate and renew. Now, we can boost ourselves by exercising. Now, you may be in pain for a moment, so check with your doctor before you begin a certain regimen. Now, foods that God has given us, and you can even juice just once a day and ground yourself in nature by earthing. Now, I want you guys to try this sometime today before the day is over. Try the yoga pose, the chow pose, and see what you feel, and just breathe in, like inhale and exhale. And you can light a candle sometime today, because it's a beautiful day to be at home, to make something that you find nurturing. And you can even put some aromatherapy on or light a candle, or better yet, do something creative that you enjoy, whether it's putting on your favorite music, preparing your favorite healthy food, or just soaking in the tub. And last but not least, ladies, men, allow your significant other to give you a reflexology massage of your hands or even your feet, because you would not imagine how much tension we hold in our hands and our feet. Better yet, perhaps if you can, a body massage with a warm aromatherapy oil. That's my segment for today, Eddie and all. I hope you enjoy. Have a great week.
Amen. All right. Just give a big hand for health and wellness. Health and wellness with Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Thank you so much. Wow, that was amazing. And now it's time for a very important segment of our show. It's called Words of Wisdom. If you haven't had any words of wisdom lately, here's some words of wisdom for you right now. Talana Jones, take the floor. Give us words of wisdom.
Thanks, Daddy. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Words of Wisdom. Today's words of wisdom is called God Have Power Over Me. God is fixing the problems. He is fixing the obstacles right now, working out every situation for our good. There is strength and power in the Word of God, positive affirmation in Scripture. Help to have that calmness confidently in the arms of God. Never look back. With God, keep moving forward. The power of God is in you and me, with the Holy Spirit residing in each of us.
Wow. Thank you so much. Words of wisdom. Thank you so much. Words of wisdom. Words of wisdom. Thank you. Okay, let's see. I think we have a caller. I think we have a caller in the 646-963 area code. Are you there? Caller in the 646-963 area code. Are you there? Okay. Caller in the 646-963 area code. Are you there? Okay, let's put them back on hold. All right. Let's see. All right. We got all of you got different lines. Okay, all right. So with that being said, thank you for the words of wisdom. And without further ado, it is time for Regulate the Manual. Regulate the Manual with Brother Clarence and Malin. Clarence, please take the floor. Regulate the Manual.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie, once again for allowing me to be co-host on your show, co-producer, and to be involved with every element of the show. So I once again thank you. I thank God for, first of all, creating a man such as yourself, creating this platform to go out and be a real life living superhero. My rights, your rights, all of our rights, the people's rights that we don't know. You get calls from all across the country and you go out and you do all that you're capable and able to do to shine a light on the injustice, the civil rights violations that happens to anyone who call on the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association and Pastor Eddie Jones. So first, I want to thank you and commend you for all what you do and who you are. You know, I close out I've been closing out for the last couple of years with a great evil curse that is alive and well today in our society. Many of us don't know it's alive and well because there are many who haven't heard of it. But those who have heard of Willie Lynch, he was an enslaver. He produced and created a way how to get the African slave, the descendants of the African, to become obedient to their way, to their will, and respond accordingly to what they want us to do. And so in the early 1700s, when there was a lot of hanging going on, a lot of burning, a lot of atrocities happening to the slaves, and we were considered as stock. And if they killed the slave, that was labor work that they lost. And so they sent for this guy because he found, devised a way. He said, if Egypt knew, they would be jealous of what I have created here. And so in 1712, they sent for him, and he outlined a list of spells, of curses, of mind-setting ways. And we have to understand that these people, they practice Christianity. So this is no ordinary spell. This is a super special spell. If you study this letter and just relate it to the things that happen in your community around the nation and how people think and act, conduct out here in these streets, the homelessness, all of it. And so he outlined a lot of differences. He said he used fear, distrust, and envy for control. He outlined our differences, put the light against the dark, the tall against the small, the man against the woman, the boy against his father, and on and on. And he said, we must respect only them and disrespect each other. That's what's happening today. He outlined how to break us, and we become dependent on them and not on ourselves. He talked about the making of a slave, how to put the woman up front and put fear in the man and keep him behind, how she will train her child to become obedient to their ways. He outlined so many different things. He said, get them to become mentally weak but physically strong. Take the mind. We only need the body to do what we want them to do. The Negro marriage, we breed two inward males and two inward females. Then we take the inward male away from them and keep them moving and working. Say one inward female bears an inward female, and the other bears an inward male. Both inward females being without influence of the inward male image, frozen with the independent psychology, will raise their offspring in reverse positions. The one with the female offspring will teach her to be like herself, independent and negotiable. We negotiate with her, through her, by her, negotiate her at will. The one with the inward male offspring, she being frozen subconscious fear for his life, will raise him to be mentally dependent and weak, but physiologically strong. In other words, body over mind. Now, in a few years, when these two offsprings become fertile for early reproduction, we will mate and breed them and continue the cycle. This is good, sound, long-range, comprehensive planning. Warning for possible interloping negatives. Earlier we talked about the non-economic good of the horse and the N-word in their wild and natural state. We talked about the principle of breaking and tying them together for orderly reproduction. Furthermore, we talked about paying particular attention to the female savage and her offspring for orderly future planning. Then more recently we stated that by reversing the positions of the male and the female savages, we created an orbital cycle that turns on its own axis forever unless a phenomenon occurs and reshifts the position of the male and the female savages. Our expert warned us about the possibility of this phenomenon occurring. Well, they say that the mind has a strong drive to correct and recorrect itself over a period of time if it can touch some substantial original historical base. And they advise us the best way to deal with the phenomenon is to shave off the brute's mental history and create a multiplicity of phenomenon of illusions so that each illusion would twirl in its own orbit, something similar to floating balls in a vacuum. This creation and multiplicity of phenomenon of illusions entail the principle of cross-breeding the N-word and the horse, as we stated above, the purpose of which is to create a diversified division of labor, thereby creating different levels of labor and different values of illusions at each connecting level of labor, the result of which is the severance of the points of original beginnings for each sphere illusion. Since we feel that the subject matter may get more complicated as we proceed in laying down our economic plan concerning the purpose, reason, and effect of crossbreeding horses and inwards, we shall lay down the following definition terms for future generations. Orbiting cycle means a thing turning in a given path. Axis mean upon which or around which a body turns. Phenomenon means something beyond ordinary conception and inspires awe and wonder. Multiplicity means a great number, means a globe. Crossbreeding a horse means taking a horse and breeding it with the ass, and you get a dumb, backward, long-headed mule that is not reproductive nor productive by itself. Crossbreeding inwards means taking so many drops of good white blood and putting them into as many inward women as possible, varying the drops by varying the tone that you want, and then letting them breed with each other until another cycle of color appears as you desire. What this means, put the inwards and the horses in a breeding pot, mix some asses with some good white blood, and what you got? Let me tell you what you got. You got an independent... next page. I apologize. You got a multiplicity of colors of backwards, unusual inwards running, tied backwards as long-headed mules. The one productive of itself, the other sterile. The one constant, the other dying. We keep inward constant for we may replace the mules for another two, both mule and inward tied to each other. Neither knowing where the other came from, and neither productive of itself, nor without each other. These are just some of the cruel atrocities that went on through slavery. We just had slavery on the ballot. This stuff has went nowhere. So, you know, Pastor Eddie, to my co-panelists, to all our listeners, I truly believe that the reason that many of us as African descent here in the United States and even around the world has many complications of adjusting to these systems and these societies is because the Asian, his umbilical cord is attached to his root. The Europeans, their umbilical cord is attached to their root. The Latinos, their umbilical cord attached to their root. We need to reconnect to our root. And so not just reading this Bible alone, we have to study our ancestors. We have to study our scholars. We have our own historians, because African proverb says, long as the hunter tells his, he's going to always be glorified. So we need to go and talk to the lion. We need to talk to the gazelle, the elephant, the giraffe, the hyena, and all of them. So Pastor, thank you, man. I'm so passionate about this. So please forgive me if I assaulted anyone. This is for educational purposes.
Okay, wow. Clarence, are you there? Clarence, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Okay, were you finished?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Let's give a big hand for Clarence Jim Allen with Regulate the Manual, and that was the good part of the Willie Moore right there. Oh, my God. First of all, before we say hello to Aretha Adams Jones, everybody say hello to Aretha Adams Jones. Hey, Aretha, welcome
hello,
to the show.
Hello, Dr. Aretha.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Now, we have a caller. Caller in the 570-278 area code. Are you there?
God bless you, Pastor Ramsey.
It's Pastor Ramsey. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Pastor Ramsey, to the show.
Amen.
Good morning.
God bless you all.
Pastor Ramsey, we want you to pray us out because we talked about, first of all, let me read our word of the week and our scripture of the week. Our word of the week is righteousness. The word of the week on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show is righteousness. Make it applicable
Amen.
To your week. Our scripture of the week is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. And it reads, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." I want to read that one more time. Our scripture of the week is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And with that said, that is our scripture of the week, and our word of the week is righteousness. And hold on, Pastor Ramsey, don't go anywhere. Right now we're going to go to mental health and you, and after mental health and you, we're going to have Professor Reams with the commentary. You don't want to miss the commentary on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. What a wonderful show it has been and still is. So without further ado, without wasting another second, let's bring to our floor none other than Aretha Adams Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams Jones, with mental health and you. You want to hear this. Go right ahead, Aretha. Take the floor.
All right. Happy Monday to you, Pastor Eddie, all the co-hosts and the guests and friends. Today is Monday, December the 12th, 2022. And today is National Poinsettia Day. Isn't that beautiful? I love poinsettias. And as we all know, a poinsettia is a flowering plant species. It's widely used in Christmas floral displays, and it's known for its beautiful red and green leaves. And so here are the amazing benefits that plants across the board, plants have on our mental health. One, plants reduce stress and anxiety. Studies have shown that, number two, plants improve focus and concentration. Plants assist with memory retention, believe it or not. And lastly, plants reduce symptoms of depression. So go out and purchase a beautiful poinsettia plant today. It's good for the mental. And remember, mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Amen.
All right, let's see what Dr. Aretha has you. Thank you so much.
Dr. Aretha.
Got to tell you, we have some of those wonderful, beautiful plants sitting right outside our front door right now for Christmas, and they're so beautiful and red, and they look so nice, along with the wreath on the door. Thank you, God, for everything. What an amazing mental health and you segment that was. But without further ado, it is time for one of the most important parts of our show, and that is the commentary. And the commentary is a review of what we talked about and discussed on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Without further ado, Professor Reams, which was our special guest, take the floor and give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And once again, I want to thank and commend you for this excellent show, and we had a chance to talk about elections. But I also want to thank the fellow co-producers and co-hosts once again, to Cousin V. Thank you so much for the sports report, always. To Clarence Allen, the regulator, thank you for always keeping us in touch with your prophetic information dealing with our history, as well as your reading of the Willie Lynch memo. To Talana, well done. Knocked out of the ballpark. I'll get back to the sentence that you used overall, but thank you for your words of wisdom. Shout out to Melanie Aubrey and Dr. Aretha about plants. We are surrounded by plants, so thank you for reminding us of how important that is. Almost sliding into Dr. Granny V's area of health and wellness, of which plants play a key role in having both not our physical, but also our mental state of mind. And then to Linda Goldie, a wonderful shout out. And then to our Pastor Ramsey, always looking forward to the prayer that you give to us, and even the guest of our bishop who showed up. So everyone, This is a time for rejoicing. Let's go back and just remind us of where we've come from. We use with the Willie Lynch memo, if you're asking what do we do next, then read that over. Tell our story, tell our history to the family members that you know, and I would encourage everyone to talk about some of the things that we've achieved over the years with civil rights. If you want to keep people engaged, you want to keep the young engaged, then, as they would do with me, give them a little something, give them some history, give them the reason why it's important, and empower them to also look at the past to see where we've come from. Because once again, looking at the Willie Lynch memo, then to turn around and find that in the state of Georgia, where a good many of this, along with the other southern states, this was happening, it tears the soul of joy that you have of how far that we've come when we work together to work towards this. And let's not remember, Raphael Warnock is the pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church, which was, of course, the church of Reverend Martin Luther King Sr. and Jr., and, of course, John Lewis. So this is a clear example of giants, of him standing on the shoulders of our heroes in order to achieve this, not only now being the pastor of this church, which has historical significance, but now being a U.S. senator, the first in who knows how long it's been for Georgia to show in real time how we can defeat the enemy in the spiritual battle that we're in. So this is what we do, as he mentioned before. We celebrate, we pray, we thank all of our communities, every community involved, you know, was involved in making this happen and reminding us that we work better when together. And this was a major thing that the good Lord wanted to say, that, look, here you have all these options. Here's all these bricks, things written in stone that man has put in front of you, such as you'll never do this, you'll never do that. Or we can create the mindset that will keep you imprisoned, as the William Lynch memo. These were institutional things that were made in stone that were supposed to be in place. They didn't realize that, oh, well, one day you would have a Barack Obama, you would have a Raphael Warnock, or you would have a Karen Bass, who is now mayor and following the footsteps of my mentor, Tom Bradley, who was also the first, along with Hakeem Jeffries. We achieving these things when we are together and when we vote and when we are engaged. So take this time during the Christmas season to rest, relax, because when January comes and the new Congress comes in, it's going to have its own challenges, but not today. Not today. As was mentioned before, if you have plants around, make sure that you're taking care of them. If you are definitely get that massage that Dr. Granny V has talked about. You and all the rest of us deserve it because it has been one heck of a year. So we can now put 2022 to bed because we did our work. But now the good Lord is saying, thank you. But now the next day, get back to work, get on that wall, and do what I've asked you to do. Because I've already proven to you, like in Georgia, that when people come together, great things happen. So now the next thing, all I want you to do is believe it can happen and then take actions that show you believe it happens and then do the things that you can do individually, one person at a time, because that will make a difference when we go towards 2024. So as Pastor Jones says, you know, always be ready because you don't have to get ready. This is the state that you're going to have to be in for all of the elections because as Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as well as Martin Luther King, as well as Malcolm X, as well as John Lewis, they kept fighting the good fight until they were called home. And that is what our goal is to continue that good fight, train up our babies so that they can take up the mantle, so that a Willie Lynch memo can never, ever be used again. Pastor Jones.
Wow, let's give it up for the commentary.
Perfect.
The commentary. What a nice, beautiful commentary. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Get in. He just slammed the trunk of the limo.
Yes. We are getting ready to jump in the. Now, this is a saying on our show now, not literally, okay? We say this on the show. We are closing the trunk on the limo. We're closing the doors on the limo, and we're about to pull off because what a show it has been. You have been on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. I just want to, before we have Pastor Ramsey to pray us out, I want to say thank you to everybody on Facebook Live. Thank you, each and every person that came on. I can't even name everybody, but thank you all for coming on. It's an honor and a pleasure beyond words that someone wants to hear some very important information pertaining to voting and pertaining to your rights. And we all have rights. And also, too, I want to thank everybody who came on blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put in Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions, and you're on the show, just like that. And last but not least, I want to thank everybody who called into the show at area code 646-787-8064. Write it down for next week, 646-787-8064. And just press 1 and you'll be in the queue like the rest of the people who called into the show to chime in on what's going on. At this time, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, put up your prayer request right now. I don't care how big or small it is. Whatever your prayer request is, just put it up right now to God, because Pastor Ramsey is going to pray us out, and then I'm going to give you a closing statement after he gets through praying for us. Now, my prayer request is that God will bless us all right where we are with whatever we're going through, and that everyone's prayer request will be answered. That's my prayer request. And bless my wife, my children, our families, and our mother. In Jesus' name, that's my prayer request. Without further ado, Pastor Ramsey, take the floor and
amen.
Pray us.
Amen, amen, and amen, amen. Every head bowed and every eyes closed unless you're driving. Heavenly Father, we come before you now thanking you once again for waking us up this day that we haven't even seen so far yet. Lord, we just thank you right now, God, for the blood in our veins and the activity of our limbs, and clothed in our right mind. Lord, we thank you on this morning because of who you are. We give you glory. Lord, I lift up Pastor Eddie and his wife and his children, God. We ask you, Lord, to send a blessing their way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone who's under the sound of my voice, Lord, bless them this week, Lord. Lord, we just thank God that you already blessed us, but Lord, we just thank God for the extra blessing. Lord, we just thank God for how you move in our lives. Hallelujah, God. We thank you right now, God, that you are making it happen again for each and every one of us because, Lord, we just trust in you with all of our heart. We mean not to our own understanding, but we acknowledge you in all of our ways and you direct our paths. So, Lord, we thank you right now, God, for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every child, God. We even ask you, Lord, to touch the less fortunate right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Especially with the winters coming up, Lord, and we ask you, Lord, send somebody their way, God, with some food and some clothes, some shelter, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you for being who you are, God. You are all in all, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lily of the Valley, the Bright, and the Morning Star. We thank you, Lord, that you are a promise keeper. Lord, we just want to thank God on today, God, because you have gave us another day to breathe. Hallelujah. Another chance to live, hallelujah. Another opportunity to be ready and be right with you, God. Lord, we thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus for all the elderly people, God. We lift them up right now in the name of Jesus, God, in the nursing homes. Send somebody their way to sing a song or bake a cake or just sit there with them for a couple minutes, Lord. Lord, we just thank you right now, God, because you are always there in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, and even in the midnight hour. Lord, we thank you. Glory to your name. Because you are our Father, And we thank God that you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, the Lord. We ask you to go to the east, the west, the north, and the south, and even overseas, God, and touch in a mighty way. Let the backslider come home in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let the prodigal son come home to the Father, Lord. And we thank you right now, God, because of you're going to do what you're going to do. And we thank God that you chose us to go out there to witness and fellowship with one another. So as we hold hands in the Spirit, we touch and agree that every prayer request, every petition gets answered, Lord, because when we pray, you always answer. It's already answered before we even pray it. And, Lord, we thank you. And, Lord, we just want to ask you, Lord, just to touch the celebrities. A lot of celebrities want home to be with you, Lord. But we lift up their families right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, for comfort and peace. And, Lord, we just thank you for another day's journey. And I'm so glad about it. We consider these prayers done, and we seal them. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Pastor Eddie.
Can we give him a hallelujah, a amen, a hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, right now.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Wow, awesome, awesome prayers there, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Here it is, you guys. We got to go now. We got to go, but it's been an amazing show, a wonderful show. If you enjoyed the show, everybody on Facebook Live, throw up some hearts right now. If you enjoyed the show, Cousin Yvonne, everybody, throw them hearts up real big on Facebook Live right now. Clap your hands on Facebook Live. Send up your likes on Facebook Live. Thank you so much. Thank you for the hearts and everything. Let me know that you enjoyed the show. I want to say this to you as we get ready to go into the Christmas holiday here. You know, it's just, wow. Christmas is here, you guys.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, remember never to forget. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Remember, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits, no limits. And last but not least, no matter what you do, no matter what you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy.
Your joy.
Hallelujah. Hey, what's up, cousin, Mrs. Allmellon? That's my cousin right there. Hey, I got to say hi. Hey. Oh, yes, I love you. All right. All right. I am so happy. Hey, cousin out there, everybody, I want to say this to you. Thank you so much, Vera. Vera said, great show. And my cousin right there, Mrs. Allmellon, I'm so happy to see you there. I'm so happy to see Vera, Yvonne, Clayton, so happy to see you. All the people that came on, Ken Gatewood, Ken, all of y'all that came on, everybody that came on, thank you for the heart, thank you for the love, thank you for the joy. And I want to wish you, hey, hallelujah, praise God, you needed to hear this. Hey, amen, you got it, you got it. I'm getting the Holy Ghost chills. You know, we are family. Hey, amen, we are family. And the more hearts I see going up, the more love I feel, because we need to spread that love to everybody. So keep on sending them hearts up, because those hearts are going out to the people who are listening to the show who needed to hear this, who needed to know this, who needed to be a part of this. This is called divine intervention and divine appointment. It's the work of God. And don't forget our scripture of the week. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And our word of the week is righteousness, because God is a righteous God, and his righteousness shall shower down on you and shower you with the blessings that you deserve. Amen. Don't you let nobody steal your joy. All right, y'all, I got to go. I don't want to go, but I got to go. But, you know, here's what I tell you every week. Here's the question. I say this every week at the end of the show almost. The question is, what's going on? I love y'all. God bless you. Peace. Amen. Now, for the other listeners who are on Faith on Blog Talk, here's the question. What's going on, y'all? What's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you
recorded, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can dig it.
Stop. Right on.
There's too many of you to cry.
a brother. There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. It's fine.